Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was a long day, a couple of days, but happy the way that it transpired. I think we added some really interesting, good developmental players, some guys that can come in and help us right away, and some guys that, like, looking out, you know, I think we'll be looking back and saying, hey, these guys really helped our team.
So that's Eric DaCosta talking about some additions to the roster, and man, oh, man, they're going to need some help as between injuries and ineffectiveness. It's, what's the old saying, next man up? Well, as you heard Nolan in his very fiery update, they got a lot of dudes that aren't out there, including today, Kyle Hamilton, who hurt his groin near the end of yesterday's practice. He was listed as limited yesterday. Not out there today, so that would hurt a lot if he is not able to go. No Lamar Jackson, obviously, among others, though. Nate Wiggins back on the field. Who can step up as they have a game Sunday against Houston? Because the games don't stop for you.
Well, I think there's even more of a fine line on their rookies, and this is not ideal. I wouldn't have designed it this way, and they did design it this way because there's precious little depth at safety where they lost one and didn't really replace them, so they couldn't have their three safety packages ready to go for the start of the season, and there were plenty on the street, and they didn't want to spend any money there. And now Hamilton's dinged up too. So, I mean, Malachi Starks, good luck. You guys, who were you stumping for yesterday?
Reuben Lowry.
Yeah, you're going to get him.
I hope so. A lot of Jair, too.
He better step up. And then from the pass rush standpoint, they refused to build up any sort of stockpile of serviceable veterans besides Van Noy to bolster a lacking group. And now Oweh's playing some of his worst football ever, which is saying something. And if Van Noy plays, good luck. Good luck getting a whole lot out of him. And Mike Green's being called into question. He's being asked to do a lot of things that we didn't think he'd have to do this soon, and we didn't think it makes sense for him to do this soon, but it's not our roster. It's theirs, and that's where it stands. You know, this kid Peebles. I think it's a vanity pick. I thought it was too cute by half in real time. Said as much. Don't think he's built to hold up in there at this stage of his career, but
it's also a 6th round pick, so, like, you know, he's 6th round pick. I'm with you that they should have drafted one earlier, but 6th round pick. If he plays, he plays. Most of those guys don't make a roster eventually.
But it's anyway. The best, well, because it's supposed to be the best roster in the league.
Yeah.
Except, well, now he's playing.
Yeah.
So I mean, like. I think D'Amico Ryans is going to get in an I formation quite a bit and find out about the interior of this defense. And I think he's going to like what he finds. But somebody, you're asking me who's going to step up. Somebody's going to have to step up there. And unfortunately, again, for them, they're going to be asking more out of kids than they should be.
Yeah.
But they're their kids. And again, it's their roster. So I think it's significant. Are either of their guards going to step up? Draft picks, pretty decent investment. They've got two guys who can rip your face off coming off the edge. We've seen what elite pass rushers have done to dismantle this offense, and that's when Lamar was out there to bail them out. So, like, I mean, they got a bunch of second and third year offensive linemen. Are any of them going to distinguish themselves in this game? Boy, if they don't, they're in trouble. I think they are getting unmasked in the trenches, and they're going to ask a lot of these kids to either be the last line of defense or the first line of defense. I mean, no Roquan. Who's wearing the dot? If it's no Roquan and no Hamilton and no Marlon.
Yeah.
Not that you'd really want a corner to wear it, but like, who's wearing the dot? Like, we used to talk about, you know, could anybody, you know, Patrick Queen used to prop Roquan up, not the other way around. And now it's like, well, Roquan's not a force multiplier. Roquan's a disaster on his own. And now not only do you have Roquan, like, who's going to prop up the novice middle linebacker who's replacing Roquan? Nobody. That's who. You didn't go out and get a veteran outside linebacker.
No.
So
had many opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, Buchanan and Trenton Simpson. Do I think they're going to step up? I think they'll try. Do I think they're put in an untenable situation? Probably.
Yeah. You obviously look on the defensive side of the football because that's where the bulk of these injuries occurred. But even prior to all of these injuries, Malachi Starks and they raved about him throughout the offseason, and rightfully so. It seemed like he really took on a leadership role despite being a young rookie. But we haven't seen any splash impact plays out of him yet, and he's given up 8 of 10 targets for 117 yards. Mike Green was dubbed the first-round talent if the off-the-field incidents didn't happen. That is not shown yet. He's got a 4.5% pressure rate. And look, these guys can be players at some point. No one's denying that, but that's what you get out of rookies. You just don't know because they haven't played at the NFL level. And honestly, guys, maybe a telltale sign that this defense maybe wasn't as good or deep as we thought was looking back at 3 undrafted kids making this roster. On the defensive side of the football alone, that doesn't happen that often for a Super Bowl caliber roster.
I'll tell you.
How much is their vanity, though?
Yeah.
How much of that is keeping a streak alive that they know damn well is intact?
You only need one to keep a streak. Yeah. Three is three times one. Three is a lot.
I'm not good at math, but that's
well,
not
you don't think they thought they had the best roster in the NFL? They certainly were telling a lot
they
of people
do.
Who cover this league for a living that they did, and they were buying it. So I think they banked on staying healthy, and they banked on how smart they are. They're not half as smart as they think they are, or they'd have more playoff success. And I think they thought they could get away with that because they could bring them along slowly, and we've got a great defense. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah. But here's the – like, we're talking about day one, day two picks that the Ravens had that aren't living up to the expectations yet in this early season. But now, you're right, some of these undrafted kids are going to get pressed into action, and some of them are already playing on special teams, and maybe if that injury is a thing, Lowry's going to get some time.
Yeah, and have we mentioned that, we talked about it yesterday, our old friend Jair Alexander is going to get a lot of time on Sunday as well, who he hasn't played since week one.
And he ain't a kid.
No. He's younger than you think.
Yeah.
Got old legs.
I'd love to know what the owner on his yacht is thinking right now. Like, I'd love to know in his heart of heart.
Do we know he's on the yacht?
It's a safe bet. That's a pretty safe assumption 85% of the time.
Okay. Might be at one of his homes.
I wonder what he's thinking and who pulled the wool over his eyes more. Is it the head coach or the GM?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who more oversold and underperformed through the first quarter of the season? Like, I wonder.
Well, if anything, Harbs was trying to manage expectations.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Who he thinks.
There's your answer.
Who he thinks is more the culprit.
I think Bone cracked the code. Harbs was like, Super Bowl or bust. That's
trying
ridiculous.
To manage expectations.
You foofs never played the game. Super Bowl or bust.
That's fine what he said. You don't think the owner thought that they had a shot at
the
Super
Bowl? Yeah, but you said who pulled the wool. Your question was who pulled the wool over. He's answering your question.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the owner. I mean, the head coach sold him on Zach Orr. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The head coach in cahoots with the GM doesn't want to draft any players. The head coach convinced him Chuck Smith can turn anybody into pass right. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of nonsense that's been going on around here for a while when it comes to the underbelly of this defense, which is they don't affect the quarterback enough from the first and second levels of their defense.
Hey, you guys, we talked about how lucky they were injury-wise a year ago, and this is from Bill Barnwell, who we love. Ravens starters missed a total of 7 games all last season. The entire year, offense and defense combined. They're going to be down 7-plus starters this game.
That's the real world.
Yep.
They were historically healthy last year. It was, I think, one of the healthiest teams in the past 20 seasons. They were historically healthy, and that there's no carryover from that.
Massive Thursday show when we hear from Monk. I can't wait to hear from Monk. We got an edition of Monkey Business into the show, as he's been getting kicked in the nads by his boss all week, or at least on Monday. We can't wait to hear that. But guest-wise, MLB playoffs continue. Game 3s, 3 of them for the first time today. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be on the call for one of them, Padres Radio, but he's kind enough to join us at 2:30. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. By the way, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider. Brian Baldinger, are the Ravens broken? We'll ask him at 3. Lucy Burge from DraftKings. She'll have her best bets and nonsense at 4 o'clock. And Andy Koska, he of course, covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. How's he feel about those press conferences on Monday and the Orioles going into the offseason? He'll tell us at 4:30.
Burge is not, and I thought Burge would jump on a train and be down in the Bronx.
No.
No Burge in the Bronx?
Burge on TV.
It's got to be ALDS or later.
That's
it's not wild
that.
Card.
I could see that. I could see
She's
that.
Big time in the wild card round?
I could see that.
Well, we can ask her that.
Yeah.
Winner go home game, no Burge in the house.
She's waiting for the real deal.
Yeah. Coming up next, though, Ravens met with the media yesterday. We'll hear from Harbs, we'll hear from Mark Andrews, maybe a little Tavius Robinson as well next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.